Hi, and welcome to the Mike Kane Cast. I'm here with Randy Chacon, the owner of Colorado Springs Wrestling. How are you doing, Randy?
I am doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Randy, I guess first things first, how did you get into professional wrestling? How did you get started as a fan?
Well, so as a fan, it goes further back than I can actually remember, to tell you the truth. I grew up in the territory days. Okay, which Colorado was AWA territory when I was a young child. They had live wrestling every other Saturday down in Pueblo. And my father and my grandfather would take my brother and I there all the time. That was just like what we did every other Saturday. We just knew we were going to watch. We were going to wrestling. We didn't know who was going to be there. We didn't care. It wasn't about who was going to be there. It was about going. It was about the environment. And the way that, you know, I love AWA with all my heart because of how much heritage it put into me. But of course, if you go into the Federation days, you know, obviously the 80s, I was born in 1980. So
me too.
I literally landed right at the prime time of professional wrestling. That's the best way I can explain it. And my father, my grandfather, my grandmother, my brothers, my wife, my children. I mean, professional wrestling is just, it's part of our lives. Always has been, and it always will be. I know when I'm dead and gone, my children's children's children will love professional wrestling.
Tell me a little bit about the AWA. I know a bit about it, but a lot of young people don't. Tell me about who some of the stars of that era were that you really loved.
Well, you know, I mean, because I am a super fan of the heel, the bad guy. You know, I really am, have been my whole life. I got to see Rick Rude before he was ravishing. You know, when I was a little kid, this is right before Vince had snagged up for a lot of people out there that don't know, time to get a little historical on you.
Please do.
Vince McMahon Jr. did purchase all these territories back before there was just WWE and AWA, and even before WCW and ECW, the whole country was split into territories. And each company had these territories, and there was a lot of companies in the country. AWA was the biggest one besides WWF at the time. And it was ran by the Gagnés, Vern Gagné. And they were, as far as I'm concerned, 80s professional wrestling. If you haven't watched some AWA, go on to the network, go on to YouTube, go on somewhere and watch some AWA wrestling. Far as I'm certain, one of the best champions in professional wrestling history was Nick Bockwinkel. All right, plain and simple, Bockwinkel with beautiful Bobby Heenan was some of the best stuff as far as heel work goes.
Yes.
You know, I right now in CSW, I am definitely a face. I definitely, you know, with the fans, did a lot of heel work though for about 2 years, running with the UWO, the Ugly World Order, was our thing, which was blessed by Kevin Nash. We'll throw that in there as well. That's I always make sure.
That's good enough for me.
I wasn't going to do it unless he blessed it. So it was pretty nice when he did. And we had that's a whole nother conversation there. But, you know, there was people like Bobby Heenan, Jimmy Hart, you know, a lot of these people that, you know, the Slick, Reverend Slickster.
Yes.
You know, a lot of those guys, they started in AWA. Andre the Giant, you know, Junkyard Dog. Rick the Model Martel was just Rick Martel, and he was one badass wrestler in AWA. I remember 5 years old putting my hand in the air after and getting a high five from Rick Martel after this just barn burner that he did in Pueblo, Colorado. And that's what we put into our company.
Yeah.
I want my fans to have that same experience and that same passion that I had when they leave my events. Because that's what it's all about right there, is the passion of this wonderful business.
And part of what you just discussed were Nick Bockwinkel and Bobby Heenan. So in a nutshell, you had a manager and a wrestler, arguably of the five greatest promo men of all time, mm-hmm. working together.
Yeah.
It's an unbelievably powerful thing to have those two working off of one another back and forth. That style of promo, that more developed, intellectual, thoughtful style of promo, do you think that can still work today, or do you think people's attention span has slipped?
Oh, I guarantee you it does still work. You don't believe me, check out some of our footage and watch some of our fans that are so dedicated to what we do. The formula we have here at CSW is that right there. I walk into fans at Walmart, at Home Depot, at the restaurants. And when I was a bad guy, there was moments I really thought at Hooters, I was going to get punched in the jaw for a stunt I pulled at the show. Now I walk into Walmart and fans want to take a picture with me. And then they start talking about what just happened at the last event and passionately talking about it. And then they want that scoop. They want me to let something slip. They want, they want to just get that little, I don't want to know everything, but I love surprising the fans.
Yeah.
And that's one thing we love is we've built our fan base here at CSW. I didn't go out and try to snag fans from other companies, plain and simple. I'm not here to do that. I'm not a cutthroat, ruthless person. I'm the brother that'll give you the shirt off my back and a plate full of food just to make sure you're taken care of. I love professional wrestling. I love the history of professional wrestling. And when I see that little boy or that little girl with a CSW t-shirt, and they're just dumbfounded with the story we just told.
Yeah.
Our champion, Gino Rivera, I don't know if you've ever experienced.
Oh, yeah. Gino told you so. Oh, yeah.
Gino told you so. He is actually our champ. He holds both of our singles titles right now.
Oh, wow.
Which he just successfully defended in two matches back-to-back this last Saturday at CSW Family Reunion. He went against Logan Austin, and then 2 minutes later went on one-on-one with Marlon Bishop.
Oh, wow.
And successfully defended both the belts. Now, albeit it was because the Lucha Mafia helped him, full-handed get the wins, but a win's a win in the books, and he's still the champ. So he may have to answer for that down the road, but, when you got somebody, that's just a taste of when you got someone just to start with their champ, like Gino Rivera, then you have our director of operations, Chongo.
Oh, yeah.
Brutal Bob just came out a couple months ago. And I'll tell you what, I it's the first chance I got to meet Bob. Wonderful, wonderful guy. Really became part of our family. I understand why the business called refers to him as Uncle Bob.
I'm gonna tell you something. You might not believe it at first, but this is 100% truth. So Bob came back from Colorado and calls me and he tells me, there's this guy, Randy Chacon. You gotta meet him, you gotta talk to him. And I said, okay, what's up? Said Randy Chacon every month, and you can tell me if this is true or not, sits down with his wife and their two phones and mm-hmm. texts or emails or calls almost every single fan in the building.
That is 100% correct.
Oh, that's so great.
Guess what my wife and I are doing on Sunday? Texting and emailing every single fan. We have about 300 fans every single month at our venue. It's not a huge venue, but you know what? It's big enough to make a lot of noise, and our fans absolutely love it. But we personally sell every single ticket. There is no website to buy our tickets. You message me directly or my wife, and we handle the ticket sales personally. for every single fan. We make sure that every fan is in the same seats if they are return fans. If you want those same seats, we put you in those same seats. We make them. That's why last month's event was referred to as family reunion. We let our fans know they're not fans, they're family to us. They've helped us build. 2 years ago, we were in a biker bar that had horse racing going on during our events. Like, it was pretty, like, you've seen the original Rocky movie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It was below that opening scene. Like, the quality of building, I mean, nothing against it. And I cherish every step we've taken.
Sure. But,
you know, I've got fans that have been here since then that remember that first Rudapalooza, which was just, you know, we sold 47 tickets and thought it was the greatest night of our lives. My wife and I went home freaking out that we couldn't believe that 47 people bought tickets to see this, you know, and here we are now. It's every month sold out, 300 tickets, like clockwork. I'm at a point now where I would freak out if I didn't sell out an event, to be perfectly honest.
And the second part of the story is that I took the lesson to heart. And for my business, what I started doing was sending out 20 direct messages or texts a day to my personal network, letting them know about my business, what I was up to, how I could be helpful to them. And yeah. So that's been something, just by virtue of your example, I've been doing ever since I heard about it. So first and foremost, thank you.
Hey, I'm honored, man. Anything I can do to help anyone that's doing anything in this business, I'm more than happy to help. You know, it's like I said about the promoters here in Colorado. You know, Bob even praised me on this, that I personally message every promoter in this state, and I talk to all of them, and I let them know, here's my schedule. Here's, you know, I give them my stuff. I tell them, here's what I'm going to do. And some people say, oh, you're a fool for doing that. But you know what? Wow. Every single one of them respect it. I have no quarrels with any of the promoters here in the state of Colorado. I cherish and respect each and every one of them, because together we turn Colorado into this major professional wrestling state.
Yeah. I mean, the beauty of Colorado is that it's so big and it's so diverse, and there's so much, there's something for everybody and there's room for everybody.
Exactly.
And it's beautiful. And like, I see a lot of other parts of indie wrestling where sometimes it feels like a shootout in a life raft. It feels like these guys are fighting for the sake of fighting and are in a situation where that fighting is actually sinking their ship.
Yeah, exactly. That's nobody wins in that situation right there. It's about a brotherhood, you know, the word brother. I say it so much that I've actually been backhanded by the wife for accidentally calling her brother. But that's because I believe that word thoroughly. I really do. And that doesn't just go for the guys. That goes for the guys, the girls, anyone that's in this business. We're family. We work together or we crumble. You know, and that's just how it is. You have to stick together. You know, and the other thing with that is we have done more than just professional wrestling now. We are intertwining with everything local that's entertainment wise. This Saturday, we have Toasty Mania at UC Health Stadium for the Rocky Mountain Vibes, where their mascot Toasty is going to be dressed up like the Ultimate Warrior. And we are having a wrestling event live during a minor league baseball game.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah. Our tag team titles are going to be on the line. They're having t-shirts made for the event, full-size posters. We've done a lot with the Vibes. Back in April, I had an event called Batter Up where I actually challenged their mascot Toasty to a fight. Which he cheated. He pulled my hair, but you know, whatever, he got the win. I'll still say he cheated. You know,
let's talk a little bit about how you transitioned from being a fan to getting involved in the business itself.
So I gotta be honest, that's 100% my wife's fault. And she always, I always look at her all the time and I say, you know, this is all your fault. So I'm gonna get a little real with you for just a second here. I am 4 years sober. I haven't had a drop of alcohol in over 4 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm super proud of it. And anyone out there that needs help, wants help, it's there. There are people that want to hear it. Go out there and get it. That's plain and simple. There's my two moments. Yeah, that's where Bob and I have our connection together. You know, addictions are addictions. Get the help if you want it. So, but anyway, when I first started getting sober, you know, you find out who your friends are. And unfortunately, I lost a lot of people that I thought were my friends. Spent a lot of time just sitting at home doing nothing. My wife saw a show, CSW, that had a live wrestling event coming up with Shark Boy on the card. Wow. And she knew I love Shark Boy. So yeah. She surprised me and bought tickets. Well, she took me to an event. I had a really good time. I really did. Saw Shark Boy, met a few of the wrestlers. Well, I used to be a musician as well, and I did a lot of concerts all over Colorado, toured a lot. And one of the guys that I used to do a lot of music with was a wrestler, and he recognized me, and him and I started chatting after the show, and he kind of looks around and goes, "Why aren't you part of this?" He's like, "Jesus." He's like, "If anyone belongs in this company, it's you." Well, fast forward a little bit further, I decided to turn my garage into a studio. And I made a podcast called The Rude Awakening, hosted by Randy Rude. It's still on YouTube, as a matter of fact. If you ever get a chance to check out some of those old raw footages, you can really see where my real base started. That first episode was so... Yeah, we upgraded, but it took off really fast.
That's so great.
Started having more wrestlers on the show. Then they had me start doing the live pre-shows at the stadiums for the CSW events. Marty the Moth came on my show before Halloween Slam Bash, and I can't thank Marty enough for when he did that. It was overnight. I went from 100 followers to like 1500. That it went instant, and it was Marty. He put it on his Twitch feed when my live pre-show hit, and it went from there. Next thing you know, started getting more into the business. Then I started escorting a couple wrestlers, did a special guest referee spot. Next thing you know, someone threw it in my glove to, hey, how about booking a show? How about Randy Rude has his own event? We'll call it Rudapalooza. Yeah. You know, I was like, what the hell? Let's give it a shot. Let's do it.
Let's do this.
It sold out. The show sold out. It was a great event. So obviously my wife and I looked at each other and said, let's do it again. What the heck? Now, this wasn't CSW. Let me throw that right in there. I left CSW to do the first Rudapalooza. And I went to another company. And in a matter of 3 months, I actually basically pulled an Eric Bischoff, to be perfectly honest.
Oh!
I pulled all their fans to the other company, to a point where at one point in time, CSW's attendance had dropped down below 30 people. But the guy I was with in the other company, he was not a professional. It fell through. I left that company, and the owner of CSW at the time came to my house and offered to let me run CSW for her. She's like, look, here it is. She's like, I'm going to be perfectly honest. If you say no, I respect that. But if you don't do this, this next show is the last CSW event ever. I'm closing the doors after that. It was that close. And I took the reins, and the first show we took over, it went from 35 people to 135 people at the show. Then the next show was 250 people, and then it was 300 people. In 3 months, CSW went from 35 to 300 fans. And that was my wife and I busting our butts. Well, needless to say, about a year into it, she offered to sell us the company. We didn't even flinch.
Yeah.
And here we are. We own CSW. Super proud of the company. Super proud of the history that was handed to us with this company. Chris Chavez, the founder, you know, unfortunately, he did die in a tragic car accident right after the company was made. But to know, I'm sure, just to know where this company has gone now, all the good things we've done. We just raised $9,000 for hospice care in June.
Oh my God, that's great.
For a total nonprofit organization. We're actually going to be doing the check presentation on September 15th. We'll be doing a live news broadcast of the check presentation. So, you know, to do that and all the stuff we do for a lot of the people in the community, we're going to be doing stuff with the on the Army base pretty soon here at Fort Carson. We are going to, we do a lot of stuff for the Make-A-Wish, for the Big Brother, the Big Sister Foundation. My heart is a bleeding charity. I love charity work. I love helping. Like I said, I'll give you my shirt and a plate of food. You know, one of the shows.
Yeah, no, it really makes a huge difference, too. Because again, it also puts that idea into your wrestlers and into your community as well. So it really has a multiplier effect, a butterfly effect, which is great. I guess one of the things that I learned about you from Bob is that with you, there's no ego. This is fascinating. It's fascinating to me. It's like you have an ability to collaborate because of that, but also everyone who collaborates with you knows that they're not going to outwork you either.
Yeah. That's it. Well, I mean, I won't say no ego because I am in professional wrestling. And I mean,
fair enough.
Built around ego.
Sure.
But what it is, I keep my ego at home. I check it at the door. Look, yes, I do work my butt off and I put a lot of butts in the seats. Those butts don't stay in the seats if I don't have those amazing wrestlers doing what they do. And I let those wrestlers know every show at our pre-show meeting. And the first thing I say is how eternally grateful we are for each and every one of them for taking the time to help make CSW what it's become. Because without them, I'm nothing. Without them, without those fans, I'm just some weird looking dude in a ring trying to look cool. And that's not very easy for me to do.
What I really like is that you brought in Chongo and Brett, and they have that experience with 3-2-1 battle up in Seattle. And that organization took a lot of pride and had a lot of success in collaborating with a wide range of performing artists. And I see that's what you're doing with minor league baseball. How much of wrestling is about the wrestling and how much of it is about creating that fan experience?
Oh, well, that's a really tough one. Okay. Because if you ask me,
no easy questions.
I love a great storytelling match. Okay. I want great technical wrestling. I want moves that are going to blow my mind, but I want it done in a storytelling fashion. Okay. Take me for that ride. Okay. Let me take you back to a great example. WrestleMania, Hulk Hogan and Sergeant Slaughter.
Yes.
America versus Iraq. Okay. Slaughter, turncoat. The story buildup for that. The epic battle. The match itself told this story like no other, with Slaughter just beating Hogan to this bloody pulp and then laying that American flag on him, and Hogan raising up with that American flag and staring at it, you know, and then just defeating him. I mean, oh my God. Yeah. How long ago was that WrestleMania? And me explaining it to you brings it back to you, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
You know,
it goes right back to it's been 30 years. It's incredible. Yeah. Right on the dot. 30 years.
And that's what we try to give our fans. I want these matches that have great wrestling, and I love my high flying and I love my technical wrestlers, but I love my storytellers. And as you know, when it comes to storytelling, the Mad Showman Chongo is about one of the best storytellers.
Oh my God, yeah.
And then Brett, you know what? I got a lot of respect for Brett. I really do appreciate that guy. Works super hard for this company, and he's appreciative. He sees it. He came to the first event he came to. After the event, he just stood there and he's like, "This is one of the greatest events I've ever experienced." You know, and I hear that from everyone. Bob said the same thing. Every wrestler who comes in, Shark Boy came and wrestled for me back in October. And he just told me, you know, like, if every state had one of you, this country would be founded on professional wrestling. And that was one of the best compliments I've ever had in my life right there.
If a young wrestler comes to you and says, "I want to work for Colorado Springs Wrestling," what are the things that they can do to best prepare to be ready for you, to be the best they can be?
Train, get in a school. There are schools all over the place. If you are in a school, great. Always have that gear in the trunk. That's if you have two different alternates, good. Good guy, bad guy, whatever. Always have your stuff ready. Always be humble, too. You know, the guys will tell you, I will help carry that ring in and help set it up and tear it down with all the greens, all the vets, everyone. Everyone helps out. Everyone pitches in. It's a family. If you get in there with them and show them, hey, I'm right here with you doing everything just like you guys, it makes a big difference right there, you know. And those green guys, yes, I mean, it's a tough situation when it comes to that, because some people say, oh, don't do anything unless you're getting paid. And as a promoter, I can respect that, because here in CSW, if you work for CSW, may not be a lot, may not be a little, but you get something. And, you know, it's something I always tell everyone. If you work for me, I do something to make sure it's worth your trouble. You know, everyone always laughs about the hot dog and a handshake, but one of our sponsors is a gourmet food cart. So the hot dog you get is pretty badass. Just saying, you know.
Yeah, you're getting the full deal there. I like that.
Yeah, and that's also something big shout out to Papa Bear Grills, cheap plug. You know, that's one of the things with, you know, I talk about our family and the family environment. One of the deals with our sponsor, that's our food cart, our food vendor, is every wrestler gets a free meal that night so that they don't have to use that money from the show to get something to eat. I don't want them spending that money on that. Eat on my dollar. You know, that's what it's there for. So, you know, and a lot of them appreciate that. A lot of them really do. It's nice to know they don't have to spend, you know, some of that money on some food.
Who in Colorado is the wrestling world sleeping on? Who's really ready for that next step?
Oh, man, there's a handful of them. I'll tell you what. Joe Barton is, that guy's so phenomenal. The Easy Lover, Joe Barton, half of the CSW tag team champions with Johnny Crash. Logan Austin, that kid is money. If you haven't checked him out, go look at that guy. Young kid, you're gonna see a lot with him. That's a guarantee. He will be well known very soon. Benny F and Cumberbatch, that guy is a beast. Marlon Bishop is just, yes. That's Marlon Bishop.
Yeah.
You know, all right, Colorado, I could go for date. Big guns, Justin Andrews. For the love of God, if you don't know who that is, you need to look him up. That is Mr. Colorado Wrestling right there. I say that with pride and respect. Big guns, Justin Andrews works his butt off five times harder than two-thirds of wrestlers out there and deserves all the respect he gets. Not only in the ring, but in the military, in the workforce, everything that man does, all the training he does for the young guys, all the positivity he gives. I had to praise him for just a moment because, you know, him and I had a rocky start because he's very old school and about the respect is earned, not given, which is fine.
Sure.
But now we have a very good respect for each other, and the man works his butt off. And he's a great wrestler. great storyteller. My fans are so passionate. I had a kid actually have a like a straight up hyperventilating breakdown, and we had to have big guns come out of the locker room just to comfort the kid and let him know that he was okay after the beating he just received. You know, like I like guns actually had to kind of break it for a minute and come out and let this kid know he was okay, so we didn't have to rush him to the hospital.
Wow.
You know, that's the kind of story these guys tell. And I mean, and I could just go and go and go. Adrian Grimm is a great wrestler. And these are all guys that have started becoming our roster. Chongo and I have gone through the state of Colorado and the Four Corners territory. As you know, CSW, we've brought back the term territory. And that's something I'm super proud of, is I'm bringing territory back. And we have the Four Corners territory. And, you know, I have created the CSW Territory Championship belt, the Four Corners Territory Championship, which Gino holds. you know, because it shows that this area has such wonderful talent. Because if you even go into that Four Corner area, New Mexico, Arizona, and Utah, good God, you have got enough wrestlers to book four rosters full minimum of great talent.
Now, what is next, without giving me any house secrets? What is the next step for Colorado Springs Wrestling?
So this Saturday, we've got the Toasty Mania at UC Health Stadium. Next month is our next event. The Debbie Havens team presents Battle of the 719. September is a very sentimental month for me. It's a big month for every month's a big month for CSW. If you ask any of our fans what's their favorite event, they always say the next one. Because we have yet to disappoint our fans. We always try our best. But in September, we have the Eddie Havens Memorial Match. And Eddie Havens was the first gentleman that I ever helped in the professional wrestling business that was a fan. He was a cancer patient. He was on hospice care by the time I had met him. We put him in the front row of an event, had a huge thing for him. I had a t-shirt made for him. The entire roster autographed the shirt for him, presented it to him at the event. This man got out of his wheelchair, brother. Man had been in a wheelchair for 3 months, and he stood up out of his wheelchair so that 300 fans could chant his name. You know, I mean,
that changes your life.
It did. I'm living in the house that his sister had built. Tell you the honest truth, that's how passionate our family is in this company. And every September, for this will be the third annual one, but every September we have the Eddie Havens Memorial Match. And that's always a match that fans look forward to, because they know it's going to be a top-notch, barn-burning match. It's going to.
Randy, where can people find CSW online? Tell us a little bit about your webpage, your social media presence, and YouTube.
So check us out on YouTube, Colorado Springs Wrestling. Look us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Colorado Springs Wrestling. Just search those three easy to search words and look for the mountains. There, look for that logo. You see that logo, that means you're on the right page. Our YouTube channel has hours and hours and hours of footage going all the way back for years. And we're really uploading new stuff. We are going to have our Twitch channel coming up very, very soon, so people can subscribe. You'll actually get access to live events on our Twitch feed. So all the folks all over the country that want to follow CSW, you can follow us anywhere in the world once we get this Twitch going, and that'll be very, very soon.
That sounds awesome. Randy, again, we'd love to have you back here on the Mike Kane Cast. Thank you very much, and we will talk to you soon.
For having me on, brother.